This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Davey. The impeachment trial against former President Donald Trump will start next month, now that the article of impeachment has been formally presented to the U.S. Senate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more details.
After the impeachment managers walked across the Capitol to the U.S. Senate,
I announced the presence of the managers on the part of the House of Representatives.
Lead House Manager Jamie Raskin read aloud the article that accuses Donald Trump of inciting insurrection by whipping up a crowd of supporters January 6th and telling them to fight, which led to a deadly breach at the U.S. Capitol.
Injured and killed law enforcement personnel, menaced members of Congress, the vice president and congressional personnel, and engaged in other violent, deadly, destructive, and seditious acts.
Republicans are already presenting legal arguments against Trump's second impeachment trial. Some warn that it will further divide the country. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has warned that the vaccine nationalism, which could cost the global economy $9.2 trillion, U.S. dollars, according to an ICC report, would be a moral and economic failure. On January 18th, the WHO Director General already warned that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure of equitable delivery of vaccines, as 44 bilateral deals were signed just last year and 12 have been already signed this year. The International Chamber of Commerce, who commissioned the research, found that among those $9.2 trillion U.S. dollars, wealthier countries would lose about $4.5 trillion. Adhanom called this the U.S., Japan, Canada, and Australia to do more. This is VOA News. Coronavirus deaths and cases in the U.S. have dropped markedly over the past couple of weeks, but they're still running at alarmingly high levels, and the effort to snuff out COVID-19 is becoming an ever more urgent race between the vaccine and the mutating virus. Deaths are running at an average of just under 3,100 a day. That is down from more than 3,350 less than 2 weeks ago. New cases are averaging about 170,000 a day. That's after peaking at around 250,000. Country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the improvements appear to be the result of a natural plateau after the holiday surge, not the effect of a vaccine, and he does urge people to continue to be vigilant. A Minnesota case marks the first detection of the Brazil variant of the coronavirus in the United States. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
The first case of the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus detected in the United States has been found in Minnesota. State health officials said Monday the Brazil P1 variant was found in a specimen from a patient who recently returned to Minnesota after traveling to Brazil. The person became ill in the first week of January. Some researchers are concerned that people who have already been infected with COVID-19 might be reinfected with the Brazilian variant. Two other variants of the coronavirus were first reported in the United Kingdom and South Africa. On Monday, President Joe Biden reinstated COVID-19 travel restrictions on most non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, the U.K., and South Africa. I'm Mike Gracia.
Allies of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are calling for new protests next weekend to demand his release. This follows a wave of demonstrations across the country and a defiant challenge to President Vladimir Putin. A rally took place Saturday in over 100 cities, in which observers said were the largest in years. Human rights groups said that over 3,700 people were detained. Navalny supporters have been urging protesters to keep up that pressure with rallies called for Sunday, January 31st. Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner and Putin's fiercest critic, faces years in prison. He was arrested January 17th as he returned to Russia from Germany, where he had spent nearly 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. During the Trump administration's final weeks, the Department of Homeland Security quietly signed agreements with at least four states that threatened to temporarily derail President Joe Biden's efforts to undo his predecessor's immigration policies. It's the first legal test of the agreement coming from Texas. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.